Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 9:48 last week, and it was the Great Forest Park Balloon Race. In 2 weeks, another historic event is taking place in our region, October 7th and 8th. It's the Best of Missouri Market at the Missouri Botanical Garden. And I have to tell you, event coordinator Abby Driver from the Botanical Garden in studio, that when I saw the news release, I let out a little squeal in the newsroom.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's so good to hear, because so did I.
It is one of my favorite events. We're talking about over 100 vendors. Talk about what people can expect.
Oh my gosh, we've got so many vendors coming this year. So we're going to have local vendors of all different kinds. We'll have jewelers, we'll have candle makers, we'll have soap people, food producers, farmers. Really just trying to highlight and showcase the best of Missouri.
Family friendly, Abby?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got a whole kids corner. We're going to have plenty of activities over there. Emos will actually be joining us this year doing pizza, which is great. We've got a whole petting zoo coming that's going to be really exciting. And every year we've got our huge pumpkin patch as well. So you can come in and decorate some pumpkins with the family.
It is a sight to see. It smells good because, as you mentioned, there is food herbs as well. Talk about how many people you expect. And it's not free, for sure. So talk about that.
Right. So all of our prices are online. The general admission is $16. But the good news is when you buy a ticket for the market, you also get admission to the garden. So the whole garden will be open. You can walk around as well, see some of our great fall color all at once. It's a great fall festival. So we're expecting about 25,000 people over the course of the weekend. So a great crowd. But again, you have access to the whole garden. We've got 100 plus vendors. We're ready. It's going to be great.
Your new visitor center. Is that part of the experience as well?
So we kind of wanted to showcase the visitor center as is, so we won't have vendors inside the actual building. But of course, we do have the kids corner, like I mentioned. We'll have a craft beer and cocktail court as well. And to get to those areas, you will have to go through the visitor center so you can take a look at how great it looks. We love it. And all the rest of the vendors will be out front, so those are easily accessible as well. But
so the other reason I let out a little squeal when I saw the news release, Tom, is because I fully intended to say, please bring somebody into the studio and have them bring some goodies. And so you did that,
Abby. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I did.
What did you bring that's an example of what people can see at the Best of Missouri Market?
Yeah, of course. So I've got a couple things here. So this one I'm looking at right now, it's by Generation B. It's their soothing facial mask. So it's actually really interesting because it's a powder.
Oh.
And I was talking to the woman when I bought this about how you use the product. And it's really interesting. You add water to it and it becomes like a paste. And it's really gentle on your skin. I love it. Definitely pick one of these up. And then my other, oh my gosh, these guys are my favorite. So Woodbury Soap, they are from, say they're from St. Louis. And they make these incredible, all natural, sustainable soaps. They're absolutely beautiful. I wish you could see through the radio, obviously. But it's pink. It's sparkly. And again, they use all natural products. Everything is sustainably sourced.
It's vegan. Mm-hmm.
Vegan, cruelty-free, all of that. And they make some incredible scents. So that one right there is lavender peppermint.
Lavender.
And I love it.
It's so mostly
much.
Beige. And then people who buy natural soaps, the top is sort of a jagged edge. And the top has the pink, sparkly, and silver look. And it smells amazing.
Yes. And I was actually on their website today. And so the glitter I learned on top is mica powder, which is all natural. And so it gives it a really natural sparkle. You wouldn't think it, because it looks so incredibly shimmery, but it's beautiful.
And it's on my skin now because I just rubbed it on my hand, Tom.
You know who's in the food court?
Tell me. Other than Emos.
I got two words for you. Blue Owl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
She was Mary Hofstadter was just in the studio with us
because she's
retiring, but the Blue Owl's coming.
Yes, so I've been working with Kim Hofstadter, and they're coming back. They're going to be doing soups, sandwiches, quiches. It's going to be great. We're so excited to have them. And
apple pie? No?
Well, so they will have a booth in the regular tent as well. Well, they'll
okay.
be having their mini pies.
Got
Trust me, because I pick up a blackberry one every year without fail. So
I love it.
Yes, they will. They'll be doing both.
I see, which, of course, I'm attracted to the craft beer and cocktail court.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you're drawing in everybody here.
We've got everything. We've got a little bit of everything. We will have some wineries up front as well. So the craft beer and cocktail court is for all of our local breweries, distilleries. We've got a really cool Edelbrand Pure Distilling. They do European brandies back there, which is really interesting. So they're really great. Some really fun flavors as well. And then Rockwell Beer is coming back this year as well. They were new last year, but they're, you know, right down the street from the garden. They're real close. So they're our neighbors and they're coming to join us.
Rockwell's absolutely legit. I mean, really, really
good. What a beautiful
beer.
Setting that is.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's so nice. And we'll have music back there as well. And you can listen to music, have a drink. It's going to be great.
Now, when I first started going to the Best of Missouri Market, how old is it, by the way?
Actually, this is the 30th year.
30th year.
30th anniversary.
My kids were in strollers. It is stroller friendly. Every mom who's got a stroller worries about that. It is
Absolutely. Totally
stroller friendly. But 30 years ago, or for me, 26 years ago when I first went, Instagram wasn't a thing. So,
yeah.
But you're still trying to take some pictures.
Oh, yeah.
But now, this is a beautiful Instagram event.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. We've got, you know, so many gorgeous soaps, gorgeous plants. And we do have a hashtag as well. So if you go, you can use hashtag Best of Mo Market. And it's going to be great. So we absolutely encourage pictures.
Now, some important things here. We're talking about hours, Fridays, noon to 8. Saturday and Sunday is 9 to 5. If you're used to showing up on Friday morning, just be advised, the garden is closed to all visitors until noon on Friday.
Yep.
And then it's on.
Absolutely correct. Yep. We'll open the doors right at noon and everyone is welcome.
And then October 7th.
October 7th.
Right. Don't show up there tomorrow.
October 7th through the 9th. I also see that the garden, you have a members only shopping hour Saturday morning from 8 to 9.
We do. So that was in honor actually of the 25th anniversary. So that's a relatively new addition. But we encourage, you know, we've got so many members and it's such an important thing for the St. Louis community. So they get like a little early sneak peek. Hour before everybody else comes in. But
ages 12 and under, if a general admission's $5 for ages 12 and under, 16 general admission, $16. If you're a member though, it's $8.
Exactly. Yep. So. And again, that gets you admission to the garden as well. So you can come on site, buy a ticket, get into the garden, get into the market all at once.
It's holiday shopping for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I mean,
my gosh.
That's what it always was
that's
for me.
That's where all my holiday gifts are coming from.
Totally.
So.
And for those who don't know, it's fall, right? Starts tonight. That does not mean that you can't still enjoy the Missouri Botanical Garden.
Oh, of course. Well, we've actually got one of the most diverse tree canopies in the whole city. So it's actually going to be really beautiful if you come in fall. By the time for the market, it'll be some beautiful oranges, reds. It's going to be really pretty. But right now, in September, we've actually got a bunch of roses that are reblooming. So if you come see our Gladney Rose Garden, it looks incredible right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
So if you want to get some last little feels of summer before fall starts turning, definitely come see that.
Is there any... How many in the country are like ours? I always try to tout how ours is so great. It's
you know, that's a great question. And actually, I know we're one of the oldest. Yeah. And actually, what makes us so special, too, is we have one of the most important and incredible research facilities as well. So
international.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got all over the world. So in terms of plants, you know, the funny thing is, I always tell people I work in events, so I try my best to learn about the plants. But, you know, not always do I have the Latin names and all that going on, but
it's
you
pretty.
Know,
it's pink.
Not that I'm biased, but of course, I think it's one of the most beautiful places.
It really is.
So. We agree. We agree.
It's a real standout in the country.
Absolutely.
Everyone talks about
it's
it.
It's a real gem,
travel.
And it's such a great thing for St. Louis. And that's why we love the market, because we highlight, you know, local vendors from all over St. Louis and Missouri and try to bring the community in. So
it's a great event, people. If you haven't gone once, this is the time to go. If you haven't gone in a while, time to go back.
Come back. Oh,
come
yeah.
Back.
It's going to be great.
Abby, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.